Hey friends, welcome to Unpolished But Called, episode 6. I don't want to lead, I just got here. I'm Catherine Schaefer, Canadian author, Christ follower, and professional overthinker of everything holy and ordinary. This podcast is where we unpack the beautiful mess of faith with equal parts scripture, sarcasm, and snacks. If you're new here, this is not the place for polished theology or perfect answers. This is where we meet God in real life chaos and maybe laugh a little while we're at it. I don't remember signing up for leadership. At no point did I check a box labeled, "Hey God, I would love some spiritual responsibility and character refinement in the form of middle-of-the-night crisis, awkward conversations, and people watching my every move like I'm Moses with a clipboard." No, what I signed up for was Jesus. I just didn't realize he'd bring a clipboard and people and spiritual formation that sometimes feels suspiciously like being dragged uphill through a briar patch while smiling encouragingly at others to just trust the process. You see, I came to faith later in life. I was 45, fully grown with adult kids, and a healthy suspicion of anything that smelled like performance or pretense. I didn't have any illusions about myself being the chosen vessel. I was just hoping to become someone who could read Leviticus without rage quitting. But then, wouldn't you know it, I started noticing something strange. People started asking me questions, not deep theological ones, thank goodness, but the kind that hint, "You've been through stuff, you get it, can I sit near you while I figure things out?" And I, in my infinite new believer panic, was like, "No, you may not, I just got here. I'm still figuring it out if I'm allowed to pray in the car with road rage and whether I'm supposed to tithe off coupons." But leadership isn't always about knowing the answers. Sometimes it's about holding the flashlight while someone else looks around in the dark. Sometimes it's just being available when someone else's faith feels threadbare. And sometimes it's simply not running away when God hands you the clipboard. There's this weird thing that happens when you start following Jesus with any seriousness. People mistake you for someone who knows what they're doing. One minute you're standing in line at Tim Hortons, minding your own business, ordering your double-double, and the next, someone from your Bible study is pouring out their soul about their crumbling marriage, their rebellious teenager, or whether or not they're allowed to have a glass of wine without feeling like Satan's barista. And you're just there thinking, through your decaf, blinking, "Why is this person telling me this?" But somehow they feel safe with you. That's what leadership often looks like in the real world. Not microphones or stages, not a podcast, ironic, I know, not titles or influence. It's the quiet responsibility that comes with living a visible faith. It's being someone people feel safe being human around. Now, I know the temptation. Once you realize people are watching you, once you realize someone somewhere might be influenced by your faith walk, it's easy to start performing holiness. You want to be a good example, a faithful witness, a role model. You don't want to mess up someone else's baby faith because you muttered something spicy at the Walmart self-checkout again. But here's what I've learned the very unpolished, uncomfortable, holy way. Leadership is not performance. It's obedience in public. It's living the same way when nobody's looking and when everyone's looking. It's repenting quickly, loving generously, staying humble, not because you're trying to lead, but because you're trying to follow. And sometimes following Jesus leads you into places that look an awful lot like leadership. But let's be clear. I don't feel like a leader. I feel like the person at the back of the class who accidentally made eye contact with the teacher when she asked for volunteers. But here I am, grabbing the mic, showing up, writing books and podcast episodes with mustard on my shirt and prayers in my pockets, because I've learned this one beautiful, terrifying truth. You don't have to want to lead to be called to it. You don't have to feel ready to be useful. God doesn't call the polished. He calls the willing. And sometimes even the barely willing who look at heaven and say, "Seriously, me?" Yes, you. Even if you just got here. There's a moment in almost every reluctant leader's life where you look around and realize you're the grown-up in the room. Not because you're older, but because you're the one holding on to hope when no one else can. You're the one praying under your breath. You're the one still showing up. It's unsettling. Imposter syndrome is real. You think, who am I to speak life over someone else's pain? I just learned where Nahum is in the Bible. But here's the thing. God has never required spiritual maturity as a prerequisite for spiritual impact. Peter was impulsive. Martha was anxious. Paul was formerly employed as a Christian murderer. And Mary was a teen mom with a questionable reputation. Yet God used every single one of them to lead in their own way. Because spiritual authority doesn't come from a resume. It comes from relationship. You know Jesus. You're qualified to point someone toward him. You know grace. You're qualified to extend it. You know failure. You're uniquely qualified to help someone else stand back up. It looks like texting someone when God brings them to mind. It looks like praying for people who don't know you're praying for them. It looks like being honest when someone says, "How are you?" and saying, "Fine," when you're not. It looks like forgiving first, owning your junk, listening more than talking. It looks like discipleship in a world obsessed with platform. And you might do all of it without ever being recognized for it. Because sometimes real leadership is invisible. It happens in kitchens, break rooms, car rides, and group chats. It happens when no one's watching but God. But what if I fail? Good question. Spoiler, you will. You will say the wrong thing, you will react instead of respond. You will fall short, and you will want to crawl into your bathtub and renounce all spiritual responsibility for the foreseeable future. But here's what I remind myself on days like that. God knew what he was getting when he called you. He didn't choose you because you'd always get it right. He chose you because he knew you'd keep coming back to him when you got it wrong. That's the kind of leader he can use. That's the kind of leader he does use. So if you're listening to this right now thinking, "I don't want to lead, I just got here," I hear you. I am you. But let me gently suggest, maybe, just got here is exactly where God starts building something new. Maybe leadership isn't about having it all together. Maybe it's about being someone who refuses to walk away when things get messy. Maybe it's not about how long you've been here. Maybe it's about whether you're willing to stay. So thank you, friends, for hanging out with me today on Unpolished But Called. If this episode made you laugh, cry, or Google where Nahum is, go ahead and share it with a friend who needs a little encouragement in the chaos. You can find me on Instagram or check out my books wherever fine and slightly chaotic Christian books are sold. You can also check out my website, katherineschafer.com. Remember, you're not too late and it's not too small. See you next time.